Doug Rickson was one of the 11 who's been told he had to move. He's lived on his farm since 1952. And yesterday he took his son along to the meeting. Good morning to you again, Doug.
Morning, Kelly.
How's Dungowan looking this morning?
Dungowan is beautiful. We had the blackout. We got the power back on at 4 o'clock this morning.
Oh, gosh.
So
you've been able to have a cup of tea this morning?
Yes.
Oh, at the very least.
And I was cooking tea last night in the dark on the gas little barbecue stove for my boy and his girlfriend yesterday. So, yeah, it was pretty good. Everything worked out. And I haven't got the qualifications of the good professor, so just put up with me.
I think you sound like a handy fella to have around, Doug. If you can cook without electricity, you're doing better than me.
Oh, yeah.
What was the meeting like for you, Doug?
Well, it was good. There was a lot of council staff there. And it was one-on-one with any of the residents. And so that was good. I mean, they couldn't do any better than they did in the circumstances. And as I said, the youngest fella and his girlfriend came up to assist me with the meeting and to assist or help, you know, help my mind a bit too. So, yeah, it was good.
Good. Now, did you walk in with some questions?
We asked our questions and we got our answers. And some of the questions that couldn't be answered will be qualified or researched, and they'll let me know next week. So we didn't get all of our answers, but we're getting them.
Well, I might tackle those in a moment, but what in particular did you want to know about? Tell us about those.
Oh, Kelly, about the valuations, and there will be two, and I was confused about that, whether it would be one or two. They offered us two. Anyway, I've been in touch with my valuer, and there's going to be two. So we qualified that. We qualified. Oh, well, I just said, well, okay, you've got research on how much water is going to come down, at what speed it's going to come down, and what time it's going to take to come down to my house, the one I'm worried about. I'm worried about them all, but. And so Bruce is going to look up those because that's going to be interesting. And I said, look, if I'm in the shed and I've got a house up on the hill, how the hell? He said, we don't know quite yet, but they will probably put in a siren and this and that. I said, there'll be no power. He said, we've got ways and means of doing it, of course, with radio, like, you know what I'm trying to get at?
Mm-hmm.
With the fly through the air instead of through the cables. So, yeah, so questions like that, just trying to get things sorted out in my mind.
Yeah. Have you spoken to many of your, or many of the other 11, many of the people, other people in the shadow of the dam, Doug?
Only a few.
Yeah.
And, yeah, everyone's upset, but, oh, yeah, not everyone's upset. You've just got to work your way through it. And we got to get it all on the table and work our way through it. If this is going to happen, well, we can't say no. As I said before, no, we're not going to accept anything. It's not an option. And a friend of mine reminded me just the other day that in 1984, when Tamworth had a big flood, and so did we, that he lived up on top of the cutting then, and he said he had 13 inches in one day. Well, hey, no matter what valley you live in, that's going to give a bit of trouble, isn't it? You know what I mean?
Mm.
13 inches of rain. I don't know how many millimetres that is, but it's a fair bit of rain.
A fair bit, yeah.
Yes.
You need Noah's Ark then, wouldn't you? All right.
So what I'm saying is that you can't say it's not going to happen. We're not saying the dam's going to break. We say we're going to get a flood. We may get a flood. You just got to get it in your mind and go for it.